At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Exodus chapter 18, verses 24 and 25. Moses listened to his father-in-law's advice and followed his suggestions. He chose capable men from all over Israel and appointed them as leaders over the people. He put them in charge of groups of 1,000, 100, 50, and 10. Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, paid him a visit in the desert and was thrilled to hear about the amazing way in which God had brought the Israelites out of Egypt. But he was not so thrilled when he saw the way in which Moses handled disputes. From morning till evening, Moses would listen to the people's problems and give them a ruling from God. It was all very impressive, but Jethro could see that it was not sustainable. He suggested that Moses was not only going to wear himself out, but also the people as well. He needed to change, and Jethro encouraged him to recruit other people to consider the simpler cases and to retain for himself only the more difficult ones. It was a straightforward recommendation, and Moses was happy to take his father-in-law's advice. Every leader needs to learn the skill of delegation. Without it, they wear themselves out, as Jethro predicted. In the life of the church, delegation is particularly important because God has deliberately given gifts to his church to enable its work to be done. If one person hugs all the tasks to themselves, the church will never grow. Every leader needs to be continually looking for others who can share the responsibilities, knowing that, as they take on these tasks, they will grow and the work of the church will be extended. Effective delegation relies on the leader seeing their responsibility to train and to encourage those to whom their roles are delegated. When a leader offloads a job onto another person and walks away, that's what we call abdication, and that's precisely what mustn't happen. Such an experience makes people quickly become demoralized and give up. Thank God for Jethro's wise advice and for the blessing of loving and thoughtful delegation. So let me ask you a question. What do you need to learn about wise delegation? Now let me pray with you. Thank you, loving Lord, for those who give us wise advice. Help us to listen to it and to turn it into action. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me today. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time.
BMS World Mission. Hands on hope. In Jesus' name. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.